Lecture 17, Lecture 14, that is, Living Powerfully Now, in this a seminar in the present. Living powerfully now. I live one joy, I have but one joy in life, and that is to be myself and have fun. I have one joy in life, to be myself and have fun. Now, nothing could be more less complex than that. More wonderful, more fulfilling, more fantastic. But the big question comes, what is it to be myself and have fun? I have one joy in life, to be myself and have fun, but what is that to be myself and have fun? What does it entail? How do I accomplish it? How do I enjoy it? Well, when you're learning something you don't understand, you repeat it and you repeat it and you repeat it until it becomes part of your nature. 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4. And if you keep repeating that, keep putting that into your consciousness, pretty soon you have taken the whole concept of mathematics into your being and you know mathematics. The same with being myself and having fun. As I repeat this, I am myself and I have fun. I am myself and I have fun. As I repeat this, as not only as an affirmation, but as a statement of truth, and of course a statement of truth is what we really want to repeat all the time, then things start happening in my life. What are ways that I can repeat this statement of truth about myself and have it be the one joy I have in life, to be myself and have fun? What are some of them? Some of them are the way I look at who I am. I pretend I don't know what I want to do. I pretend I don't know how I should look at who I am. And the way I look at who I am, I pretend I don't know. That's what I pretend. Why do I pretend such silly things? Why do I pretend that I don't know? But I do. Okay, now, my choice. I'm living powerfully now, and I have one joy in life, and that is to be myself and have fun. One joy in life, to be myself and have fun. Now, how do I look at this one joy? How do I look at this being myself and having fun? I can look at my consciousness, and I can say, my consciousness is an ideal consciousness. My consciousness is created out of the infinite causative self, and I am that self. I am that consciousness. I am that oneness. I am that allness. There is nothing else besides me. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean to be nothing else besides me? What does it mean that I am the ideal consciousness? Well, the ideal consciousness knows all, is all, is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. It is the allness of all. It is unconditional love. The ideal consciousness is the attitude toward itself that it is the creator of all in the universe. The ideal consciousness knows that it is the creator of all the things in my world, in my experience, in my life. All the things in my life have been created by my ideal consciousness within me. Now, how do I look at that ideal consciousness? Is it being myself and having fun, or is it an unhappy consciousness? It's all up to me. It's all up to me how I want to think about myself, how I want to live in my life, and how I want to be in my world. It's all up to me. Now, what do I want to do? What kind of ideal consciousness do I have? I look about me and I see good things and I say, I like that. And look about me and I see bad things and I say, I don't like that. Okay. If I look about me and I only allow myself to see good things, I only allow myself to feel good thoughts, to have good attitudes, I only allow myself out of my ideal consciousness to express only those things that are ideal. Only those things that are for my highest and best, as I allow myself only to dwell in consciousness on those things that I am that are wonderful and good. Now, can I do that? Oh my, yes I can. Do I do that? No, I don't. Now, why don't I do it? Why don't I do it? I have made habits over my lifetime, and the habits of mankind, the race consciousness, has been such that thoughts have been thought that are not beneficial to you, me, anyone. They're not beneficial, but they've been thought. And they've been thought not that it is being myself and having fun, but it is following what the rules are that other people want to have. Now, you say, you've got to follow what the rules are that other people have because you're living in a world of other people. No. You live from your highest and your best. I live from my highest and my best. And as I live from my highest and my best, I see everyone living from their highest and best. I live that there are only certain laws, there are only certain rules that guide human conduct. There are only certain rules and laws that guide the manner in which humans relate to one another. There are only certain rules that are guiding the world, and these are the laws mankind has embellished and enlarged upon and tried to make more real, but you don't have to. They exist. You want to be yourself and have fun. That's the first law. That's the first law. Now, who is yourself? All that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is wonderful, all that is joyful, all that is harmonious, all that is fantastic. And so when you are that, you are living according to all the rules of society, all the rules of nature, all the rules of life, all the rules. But as I spoke with one of the students just the other day, and I said to him, now, here is how you can accomplish this. You take this weight and lift it up and down and up and down and up and down, and you will find that it, in no time, you will have very beautiful, muscular being about yourself. And he said, okay, fine. And then later I saw him and I said, well, how did you do? Did you follow the rule? Did you do what you said you were going to do? Are you going to lift that weight? Did you lift that weight? And I didn't look at his body. I could have looked at his body and said, you didn't lift that weight, did you? But instead he said to me, no, I didn't feel like lifting the weight. I didn't feel like doing that. I like to feel sorry for myself. I like to feel unhappy. I like to feel the world's not right and that it's other people's fault. It's other people's cause that other people do these things. And I said, oh, dear, why do you do that to yourself? Why are you making yourself into this unhappy person when you could make yourself into the happy person so easily? He said, well, I like it. And I said, okay, then you go right ahead. That's your freedom. That's your right to be unhappy or happy, however you wish. That's why the world has the freedom of choice. Now, you can live in a house. And that house could be the most beautiful house in the world because you maintain it beautifully with your thoughts, your attitudes, and everything that you are. And you can take that same house and you can live in it with a negative consciousness. And you can not put things away. You can not have things in order. You can have that house so that the paint soon chips off of it or the bricks fall off of the walls and the house ceases to be the glorious object that it was for you in the beginning because you didn't tend to it. You didn't say, I have a beautiful house. I love my house. I care for my house. I maintain my house with my right thoughts. I maintain my life with my right thoughts. But you see, when we don't maintain our life experiences with our right thoughts, how can we expect our life experiences to be anything other than whatever thought we do maintain it with? How can we? And how can we be so foolish as to think that it's not going to affect us? How can we be so foolish as to say we don't want it? You know you want it. You know you love it. You know this is important for you and this is what your life is all about. You know that. You know that because that's your reality. Now, when are you going to start living in your reality of taking responsibility for what choices you want to make? Okay, you buy a big house and it costs you a lot of money and you have to have servants to maintain it. You have to have gardeners to maintain it. You have to have these things, all that stuff. Okay, now, and you only have so much money, and you spend all your money on buying the house. And you have no money left over to maintain it. No money left over for have help. Okay. Now, your brother, he's a cool guy. Your brother bought a house in a lovely area, a beautiful house, a modest house. His house cost maybe 1/10 of what your house cost. And his house is just as wonderful as yours, just as beautiful as yours, just as fantastic, but not in the high rent district. His house is not in the high area where it costs a lot of money to maintain it. It costs a lot of money to keep it. He has his house in a very lovely neighborhood. He has it perhaps in an area of out in the rural area just a little bit. He loves that. And he has a small lawn around his house. He has a lot of acres, but he doesn't maintain all the acres. He has the acres to be natural. But he has the portion where his house is, a lovely lawn around it. He has a beautiful little garden in there with lots of lovely flowers. And he has the house in the type of construction that has little, low maintenance. And he just enjoys it so. And he has a gardener come over and take care of his gardening for him. And he does that, oh, maybe once a week. And he takes care of his sprinkler system and he sets it all up. And he has the inside of the house so beautifully. He has a maid service come over to take care of the house once a week. And the rest of the time, he just lives in it carefully, lovingly, because he puts everything away and he takes everything out to make it happy. And his house is a joyful house. He has an abundance. He lives with all of his bills being paid easily because he has the money for it, because he has that abundance. He didn't spend it on all one thing, just buying a gigantic house that he didn't have a chance to even live in. He can't have friends over because in a gigantic house, who's going to clean up after them? They don't clean up after themselves. And what's the story about? Well, his story is he has an ideal consciousness. He has an ideal consciousness, his modest home, where he lives happily with what he has to live with. And you live in this home that's modest and wonderful and satisfactory to you. Your family is happy. You have sufficient food. You have sufficient clothing. You have sufficient help. You can do everything beautifully. You know, with the wisdom within you, how to do the things you want to do, and you do them beautifully. How? Now, okay. Your ideal consciousness is there. It's all there for whatever purpose you want it to be. Now, you have an ideal brain, an ideal mind. You are one as a universal mind. Your brain utilizes your oneness as the universal mind to do all things that are harmonious for you, to do all things that are joyful for you. Being yourself and having fun, you're just super living yourself and super being yourself and super enjoying everything you do because you have put the cause in motion and you have followed through with the right action. You have followed through with the principle that you are, and you are just having such a wonderful, joyful time. That's what life's all about. Life is all about living in our ideal brain, living in our ideal mind, being one as a universal consciousness, being one as all, knowing whatever it is you choose to know, being whatever it is you choose to be, enjoying whatever it is you choose to enjoy. There's no limit. There's no limit to who you are and who I am. There's no limit to how much we can be ourselves and have fun. There's no limit to anything that we want to do because we have that wisdom that comes with our brain, the wisdom that comes with the mind relationship with the universal consciousness, the wisdom that always guides us, directs us, and opens all the doorways for us, the wisdom of our thought, the wisdom of realizing that every thought we think is a manifest form. It's already done. It's already fulfilled. We think that thought, and then we let it be revealed in our life. We think any thought, and we let it be revealed in our life. Only as we think the thought, choosing what thought to think, then it is revealed in our life, because that is where our consciousness stands. That is where we place our thinking time. That is where we are and living, being, and having the most wonderful experience that we could ever dream about. We're in that home that we can handle, that home that we can maintain. Oh, true, if you want to go into a large home, for instance, and have all this responsibility with it, you can create yourself having lots of money. But do you want to spend your time maintaining the outer, or do you want to maintain the inner? You see, we spend our time irrationally on things that are not beneficial to us. If we spend our time on maintaining the inner, the outer will take care of itself. If we spend time maintaining the inner, then our body will take care of itself, because we have the ideal body. We have the ideal body, and it's revealed to us as we allow ourselves to be revealed. As we allow ourselves to let go of all feelings of unhappiness, all feelings of self-righteousness, all feeling of we are different than anybody else and that other people are taking advantage of us. When we stand still, stand firm, stand aware that we have the ideal brain, mind, the ideal body, then we begin to have the world of ideal experiences. We begin to have the world that says all is in divine order. And we begin to have all of these experiences that make us feel like, oh, life is just the most wonderful thing we could ever imagine. Life is the most wonderful experience we could ever create for ourselves. We're being ourselves and having fun. We're being ourselves and having fun, and we are knowing that ourself is a pretty wonderful being, a pretty fantastic being, and that the world we live in, our world of ideal experiences, is a world that we have created by our thought. It's a world that we have created by all of the attitudes we have in our mind. It's a world that we know to be true for ourselves. It's a world that makes no difference to anybody else, only to ourselves, and that's the wonderment of it. That's the joy of it. That's the peace of it. That's the magic of it. That's the wholeness of it. That's what we are. We are that joy. We are that wonder. We are that peace. We are that allness. And our ideal world expresses that allness. Our ideal world is the experience of that allness. When we think magic thoughts, our world is a world of magic revelations. When we think ideal thoughts, our world is a world of experiences, of ideal experiences, of wonderful experiences, of experiences that just tingle and make our heart jump for joy. And we truly do live in that magic of wonder that we are. I have one joy in life, and that's to be myself and have fun. And that one joy of being myself and having fun happens when my thoughts are always upon who and what I am. When my thoughts are always being myself and having fun. My world of experience is a world of drama, a world of joy, a world of magic. Oh, yes, I live a good life, but it's a life of excitement. I live a good life. It's a life of excitement. My choice. I get on the Ferris wheel because I find it a joy. I get on the roller coaster because I find it a joy. But I am in charge. And if I say, that's it, stop. The roller coaster will stop instantly, instantly. And I will then sit there in peace. And it does not need to move at all because I am in charge and it sits there at peace. Because I have an ideal world of experiences and every one of them I am in charge of. I say, I look forward to seeing anything because it is a revelation of the ideal goodness that's within me, the ideal joy that's within me. Being myself and having fun is doing those things that make me happy, doing those things that lift me up in consciousness and say, yes, this is all good and very good. Yes, being myself and having fun tells me that I am the master of my world. And though I do not see all of my world right now, it is there. It is where and what I feel it is. If I feel it is beautiful, then my world is beautiful. If I feel that my world is ideal, expressing the ideal world of experiences, then that's what it is. I am the master of every thought I think and of every experience I have. For whatever thought I think, if I dwell on that thought, I reveal that thought. And let me dwell on all the thoughts that are fun and being myself, because that's what it's all about. I have one joy in life, to be myself and have fun. And I'm enjoying that joy all of the time. And everybody in my world is enjoying being themselves and having fun. Everybody in my universe is enjoying being themselves and having fun. And life is a truly magical, wonderful, fantastic experience that I shall never, never, never run out of. It is who I am. It is what I am. And it is why I am. And I am very, very happy about it, because it is me under all circumstances. The way I look at who I am, that makes the difference in me. I make the choice. I make the decision. I look at myself and I say, I like it. And when I do that, it is done. It is done. And it is who I am. Today, I claim for myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. I claim for myself, I live in my ideal consciousness. I live in my ideal brain mind. I live in my ideal body. I live in my ideal world of experiences. I am being myself and having fun. And being myself and having fun is one of the most fulfilling, joyful, wonderful attitudes of life I could ever know. And I am doing it now, because that's all that makes any difference in my life. It is who I am and what I am, and that's all that matters now. And so it is, my dear beloveds, and so it is.